By noon, some 200 protesters had gathered in Peavey Plaza, a little more than a block from the hotel hosting the International Society of Animal Genetics Conference. Minneapolis police in riot gear stood by during the peaceful, low-key demonstration. But by early afternoon, about 100 protesters were on the streets marching toward the entrance to the hotel. Protesters tried to break through a police line set up to contain them, but police outnumbered protesters nearly 3-1. Officers used chemical irritants to disperse the crowd. The protesters belong to a loosely organized movement, including animal rights supporters and opponents of biotechnology. They have no set hierarchy or leaders. 20-year-old Alice Peterson of Minneapolis held what she described as an eco-anarchist flag, a green star on a black background. She says people in the movement are opposed to biotechnology, particularly the transfer of genes from one species to another.
Some people are concerned about xenotransplantation and organ farming, the growing of human organs in the bodies of animals. Some people's main concerns are over genetically modified food. Which this is the International Society of Animal Genetics, but the issue is genetics and it's all related.
Researchers gathered at the hotel could not see the demonstrations a block away behind fenced barriers. For much of the day, the only sign of protesters apparent from the hotel was the circling of news helicopters and the constant presence of officers patrolling the closed street in front of the hotel. Nadine Weiss, a Belgian researcher, stood outside the hotel entranceway. She said she found the protests upsetting.
Well, it frightens me a bit because actually, what we are talking about here inside is about animal genetics and trying to screen genetic differences between animals in order to solve diseases and such things. And I don't see what they make such a big fuss about it.
Much of the research discussed at the conference deals with figuring out the genome or genetic structure of animals, but many researchers say such information will be used mostly to guide traditional animal breeding, not for test tube genetic manipulation or the transfer of genes from species to species. Bice says that topic has only been a minor part of the conference.
It might be one of the applications of getting better insight in genomics. But it's certainly not the main goal of this conference.
Opposition to biotechnology is widespread in Europe. It's been growing in this country. The Minneapolis protest is believed to be one of the first in this country against the application of biotechnology to animal breeding. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.